One chamber of the U.S. Congress has voted to overturn a presidential emergency declaration. I'm Carl Azus with your down-the-middle explanation of what that means. When he was on the campaign trail in 2016, future U.S. President Donald Trump promised to build a wall along America's southern border with Mexico. He recently asked Congress for $5.7 billion to pay for it. Congress did not approve that. It set aside a little less than $1.4 billion for border security. So earlier this month, the president declared a national emergency. That would allow him to access the money to build a wall or barrier without the approval of Congress, even though Congress has the constitutional control over how the government spends public money. Presidents have been allowed to declare national emergencies under a law that was passed in 1976, and they've done that dozens of times. But under that law, Congress also has the authority to stop the emergency declaration, and while it hasn't done that before, one chamber of it, the House of Representatives, voted yesterday to overturn President Trump's emergency declaration. So what happens next? Well, it's now up to the Senate to vote in the weeks ahead, and we don't know how that'll turn out. The House is controlled by Democrats, who mostly disapprove of the wall. In the Senate, Republicans, who mostly support the wall, have a small majority. But some may still vote against the Republican president's emergency declaration because they're concerned that a future Democratic president could use the same power to do something they don't want. Even if the Senate joins the House in overturning the emergency declaration, President Trump would veto that and it would probably stand. But there are other challenges. 16 states have filed a lawsuit to block the declaration from going through. President Trump said he expected that and that the Supreme Court would ultimately side with his administration. How and when all this plays out is in the hands of Congress and the courts.